But when Rabbi Shabtai asked me to give it, so I was, I'm always happy to give a shiur, but it happens to be I had a thought on Shabbos, and I was planning on preparing it as a shiur, and then when Rabbi Shabtai asked this morning, I said, let me escalate the process a little bit, and I'll share the idea with you today. There are certain shiurim that I give that, and I share this with you because I think it contextualizes the shiur a little bit, that are like literally 15 years in the process. I'm not exaggerating when I say that. 15, 20, this shiur is about 20 years in the process. There are certain topics that I'm curious about the topic. I keep a file on my computer where I add sources to that topic, and then sometimes either it comes together, I have enough where I feel like I can present it. In this particular case, I think something clicked, actually, this Shabbos, that made me feel like I could start to present the idea. So the sources I've gathered over a long period of time, there are more sheets here for anyone who would like. And the topic that I want to discuss today is lo lishma, the idea of doing things not for the right reasons, and how we view that in halacha. What's the perspective that Chazal had for things that we do lo lishma, not for the right reasons? Now, most of us, if I had to guess, may not be familiar exactly with the context, but we're familiar with the Gemara, which is our source number one. It's a Gemara in Psachim Daf Nun Amud Beis. We'll start here. Rava Rami. Rava brought a contradiction. Ksiv ki gadal ad shamayim chasdecha. One pasuk says, because Hashem, your chesed is until the shamayim. V'ksiv ki gadal me'al shamayim chasdecha. But another pasuk says that your chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above the heavens, above the shamayim. Clear contradiction. So ha'ketzad, how is this possible? Says the Gemara, kan ba'osin lishma, v'kan ba'osin shelo lishma. When is your chesed up until the shamayim? If we do things shelo lishma, if we do things not for the right reasons, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a chesed, but it's only ad shamayim. If we do things lishma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed goes above the shamayim. Now that part of the Gemara, I'm assuming we're less familiar with. We're more familiar with the next line in the Gemara. Kidur Yehuda, Damar Yehuda Marav, La'olam Yasuk Adam Betorah Mitzvos Avbi Shelo Lishma, Shemitoch Shelo Lishma Ba Lishma. Says the Gemara, this is like Yehuda Marav, who says, a person should always learn Torah and do mitzvos, even if it's for the wrong reasons. Why? Shemitoch Shelo Lishma Ba Lishma. Through the Lo Lishma, he will come to do it Lishma. So, if I were to ask anyone before I started this year, if I would have asked you, how do we view things that are lo lishma, I would guess that whatever we have here, 40 out of 40 people, 30 out of 30 people would tell me, what do you mean? The Gemara says, mitoch shelo lishma balishma, through the doing it for the wrong reasons, you ultimately do it for the right reasons, and therefore it is a good thing. The problem is, there is another Gemara, a less quoted Gemara, because it's not as favorable of lo lishmas. The Gemara in Brachos on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph says the following, Margala bapumye de Rava. It was often heard from the mouth of Rava, Tachlis chachma tshuva umaisim tovim. The reason for chachma, the reason to have wisdom, the reason to learn Torah is that you will do tshuva and you will do good deeds. Shelo yadam korei. The person shouldn't learn. Kore v'shona, learn, and kore is ba torah shebichsav, shona is torah shebal peh. Uboit ba'avu imo barabo mishu gadolim ena b'chacham minin. And what's he going to do? He's going to learn in order to push away his father and his mother, his rabbeim, and anyone who's greater than him. He's going to say, I don't need you anymore. Oh, you don't know anything. You taught me this. It's really that, right? Chaval. The Gemara is really talking about it. I mean it seriously. Right? A boy who goes to Eretz Yisrael, learns more Torah than his parents knew, and comes and says, Daddy, you don't know anything. I can't believe you. Right? That's exactly what the Gemara is saying. Literally what the Gemara is saying. Right? A person learns. He comes home and he's bowie. He kicks away his parents, right? And the education that he got. Someone said to me, they saw Rabbi Willig this morning, right? Rabbi Willig is here this morning. Rabbi Willig, I will tell you, of all the questions that I've asked him, this is the area that he's very serious about. You never, ever correct your parents in halacha, ever. I've told him a different question. I said, I'm not sure if I could. He said, you don't correct it. He said, I'll give a shiur on it in shul to make sure my father, Baruch Hashem, he knows how to learn. But again, you have a question. You're not sure about certain things. Never question your parents. Keep it avayim. Again, he's very, very, very serious about that. So says the Gemara, you should not do that. Why? Shenema reishis chachma yiras Hashem. Right, the beginning of wisdom is fear of Hashem. Shekol tov, Seichel tov l'chol oseihem. Sorry, right? It's good seichel for l'chol oseihem, for all who do it. Says the Gemara, la'osim lo namar ela la'osehem. What does that mean? La'osim lishma. V'lo la'osim shelo lishma. You know what Torah is good for? For those who do things lishma. You do it lo lishma, not so good. And then it says the Gemara, v'chol ha'osa shelo lishma. Anyone who does it for the wrong reasons, noach lo shelo nivra. Better that that person not have been created. Wow, pretty serious, right? It's not hard to see the contradiction here. It's not hard to see the problem. Our entire shir is going to be based on this problem. The Gemara that we're more familiar with is the Gemara Amsachim that says, Mitoch shalol bolishma, do things shalol lishma. And the Gemara, by the way, the language of the Gemara was la'olam. You should always do things shalol lishma because it's going to bring you to lishma. The other Gemara in Brachos, Daf Yud Zayin, says, if you do things shalol lishma, it's better to have you not been created. So the question is, how do we resolve this seeming contradiction? Now,
what is the definition of lo lishma as opposed to lishma? And is there some intermediate definition which may make the differences what they're saying?
Beautiful, beautiful. Let's look at Tosfos. Beautiful. Let's look at Tosfos. You'll see it's exactly your point. It's exactly your point. Tosfos, Psachim, Tosfos, and Brachos ask the question, Tema. There's a girsa issue if Rava said both comments, so that's why the Rav is in parentheses. But Tema, the Rava Gufe, they change it to Amar Perak Beis, the Brachos, Kol Osi, B'Torah Shalosh Manoch Shalosh Nivra, right? The Gemara in Brachos against the Gemara in Psachim says, better he not been created. So Va'omeri, Dahasa Mayrich Gon Shalomer Kedei Lehisya'er Ulekanter Lekafeach Eschavera Bahalacha. Ve'eno Lomid Almanas La'asos. Says the Re, over there in the Gemara and Brachos, you want to know why it's so strong? Because over there, it's you're learning for an arrogance. You're learning to fight, to push aside your friend Bahalacha, right? And you're not learning with the intent that I want to fulfill that which I'm doing. But over here, so he says the Re. But over here, it's like the Gemara earlier. The Gemara earlier in Psachim, I didn't give you the context, the Gemara is talking about different people and the rewards that they get. And one of the examples is a shuffle v'nischar. Now, what's that case? There's the issue that the Gemara was dealing with, that people were working in the Tosefes Shabbos time. People were doing their malacha in time when they should have been Mekabel Shabbos. Again, it's unclear, were they Mekabel Shabbos? But the Tzibur, again, not getting into the details of it. But the Gemara says there's a certain person who, he doesn't work all week. He doesn't work all week. Why? He's lazy. He's not retired. He's lazy. He doesn't work all week. He also, by the way, doesn't work, right, on Erev Shabbos, right? He doesn't work in this time that other people are working. Now, why is he not working at this time? Not because he's so righteous. He doesn't work all week. He's lazy, right? He's not, that's what the Gemara says, he's lazy. He doesn't do any work, right? So he's shuffle v'nischar, though. He's lazy, but he's nischar. He gets a little bit of reward. You want to know why? Because he's also not working when he doesn't have to be, right? A broken clock is right twice a day. So this guy is right once a week. Once, rest of the week, he's lazy. One time a week, okay, he's getting reward. In fact, he's not working when he shouldn't be working. Says Tosos, that's an example of a lo lishma that we can handle. That's a lo lishma that we can handle. Again, he doesn't work the whole week and he doesn't work on Erev Shabbos. Ain miskavin l'shomra, says Tosfos, what's the gedder? He's not having any bad intent. Elimitoch atzlus, through his laziness. Afilachi gadol ad shemayim chasto. Still, that's gadol ad shemayim. That's good enough that it's, again, it's going to be rewarded, may not the full reward. Tosfos basically, as you shared, right, is making levels between lo lishma. Maybe we should have to distinguish between what type of lo lishma we're talking about. Are we talking about the lo lishma that I'm learning with my whole intent is to fight and to knock out what you're saying? Or is it a lo lishma of just, you know, I listen, I like Torah, but I like the cookies also, right? So it's a little lo lishma. I like the cookies. Okay, there's some decent shiurim while I'm eating my cookies, but listen, I really come for the cookies. Okay, but there's some Torah that I'll listen to while I'm eating my cookies. Okay, that's not so bad. We can handle that, right? That's not such a bad lo lishma. Says Tosfos me distinguish. Tosfos and Brachos says the same distinction. Osa shalo lishma, noach lo shalo nivra. Now this time the Gemara is going to be the opposite question because it's the Gemara in Brachos. V'yim tam ramar Yehuda v'rab perak makom shnagu Right? Says the Tosfos in Brachos, it's against the Gemara in Pesachim. No, v'yesh lomar, tahacha ma'iri she'ena lo me'ela lekanter chaveirav. Here you're just learning to fight. V'hasa ma'iri shalom amanashi chabduhu. Okay, it's a little different. Over there, you're learning for the kavod, right? I want people to think I'm a Talmud Chacham. I want them to know, right? Listen, this gray jar, he knows how to learn, right? Look and listen to the shir he just gave, right? I'm not here because I like teaching Torah. I'm here because I want you guys to think I'm a pretty good Magid Shir, right? I'm learning it, Lolish. I want kavod, right? I want people to see that I'm the guy in the Beis Medrash at 10 o'clock at night. I want people to see that I'm the guy who goes to the afternoon kol and BRS, right? I want a little kavod, right? I'm not a bad guy. I'm not looking to fight. I'm not looking to go against the Torah. I want a little kavod, right? That's what Tosfos says. But what unites the two answers of Tosfos, right, are they're both lo lishma. I'm not learning for the sake of the fact that I want to learn. You're right. I don't want to learn. I have an ulterior motive. Now, what is my ulterior motive? If my ulterior motive is I want a little kavod, or I'm just, you know, again, it's a good place to be, it's a social, whatever the reason is, okay, so that's okay. If my lo lishma is a negative, it's that I want to just fight, I want to just use my Torah to go against people who learn Torah, okay, so then that's a lo lishma, that is better you not been created. That's what Tosfos is saying. Now, if you look in Tosfos and Tinus, if you look in Tosfos and Sanhedrin, they're not all on the page, there are many times where Tosfos gives the same answer. There are a few ideas of Tosfos that come up in many Masechtas. This idea of Tosfos is said in many, many different Masechtas. I gave you two examples. Interestingly, the Ritva in Maseches Yuma also distinguishes between the Lo Lishma, but I think it's slightly different. The Ritva says, the Ritva is really commenting on a little bit of a different Gemara. The Gemara says, which is the Gemara in Tainus that we're going to read in a minute. You know, we'll read Source 6 first. We'll read Source 6 first, and we'll go back to Source 5. The Gemara in Tainus on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph says the following. Rava Rami, again, Rava brought a contradiction. Ksiv Ya'arov kematar likhi. It says that Ya'arov, it's a hard word to translate, but it should be strong like the rain, likhi my takings. Ksiv Tizal Kital Imrasi. And it says, my word should be like the dew. Now, the dew, the difference between that the Gemara is trying to distinguish is that dew is very soft, right? It comes very subtly, comes very soft. Rain comes down very sharp and very hard. That's what the Gemara is trying to distinguish. So says Rava, Im Talmud Chacham Hagun Hu Ketal. If he's a real Talmud Chacham, a proper Talmud Chacham, it's going to be Ketal. He's going to get things like dew. Ve'im Lav or Feyu Kamatra. If not, it's going to smack him down like the rain. And continues the Gemara. Tanya, Tana, Braisa, Yerai Binai, Omer, Kolosi, B'Torah, Lishma, Taras, Naslo, Samachayim. Anyone who learns Torah, Lishma, he's going to have Torah as a medicine of life. Shenamar, Eitz Chayim, Hilam, Achazikim. But it's an Eitz Chayim for those who grab on. Again, it'll be a refua for your wounds. Anyone who finds Torah will find good. And let's say you learn Torah lo lishma. It's going to be a medicine of death. Again, as the pasuk says, the rain is going to come down hard on you. Says the Gemara, arifa. His hariga is killing. Shnemar v'arfu shamas ha'egla b'nachla. As the pasuk says, by the egla arufa, that they broke its neck there in the valley. So says the Gemara, Torah could either be a medicine of life, if you use it, learn it lishma, or it could be a medicine of death, chas v'shalom, if you use learn it shalom lishma. And again, what is this lo lishma? So look now back at the Ritva. Lo zacha sama de Musa. The Gemara in Yuma has the same idea as the Gemara in Tainus. Perish. Kishahushona lehisgadal ulehisgader. Kedamina la perika korech noach lo shenefach shal yaso apanav. Again, if you're learning just for you to become great or lehisgader to dig into it, meaning that you're learning right to fight against right either lehisgadel important to make yourself great or lehisgader, then better that you not exist. Yeah, your whatever your percentage should be on your face. It's a negative. Says the Ritva, the other lo lishma means, I don't really want to do this. I'm doing this because I'm scared HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish me. I have a yira shemayim, right, on me. Now that's a very different lo lishma. I just want to be clear, right? That lo lishma, I would argue, is pretty lishma according to most people, right? I'm not doing it for negative reasons. I'm not even doing it for my own kavod. I'm doing it because I'm afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? I have a real Yirah Shemayim, right? And I'm scared that Hashem is... I remember one time in my chinuch career, a boy said to me, and I was actually quite taken aback by it. I don't think most people think this way. A sophomore in high school said to me, I really don't enjoy doing mitzvahs. I just do it because, like, I'm scared I'm going to be punished by Hashem. And I thought that was very interesting. I was like, I said, I've never heard a high school boy say that to me. He said to me, I just do it because I'm scared Hashem's going to punish me. So we spoke about the, you know, why that is not great and why you have to build a certain love of it, right? But I wouldn't know if I would use the word that's lo lishma, right? I'm doing it for Hashem. I'm just scared of Hashem, right? But I'm doing it for Hashem. The Ritva says that's lo lishma, right? And right, that's the lo lishma that we can tolerate, right? The lo lishma that we can't tolerate is any other intent. So it would seem to come out, again, a machlokas the Ritva and Tosos, if a person is learning Torah to get kavod, is that okay or is that not okay? So according to Tosos, that's okay. According to Tosos, if you're doing it for kavod, that's okay. According to the Ritva, right, it's not okay. But what comes out to me and what I really want to establish is that the Ritva and Tosos are both in the same camp. Why are they both in the same camp? Because I forgot your name. What's your name?
Joe.
Like Joe said, right? Like Joe said, they're just trying to distinguish between levels of lo lishma, right? What kind of lo lishma are we talking about? There's a lo lishma that we can tolerate, and there's a lo lishma that we can't tolerate. The lo lishma that we can tolerate is one type, and this one we can't tolerate. Now, they may have different levels of what we can tolerate, but they're both in the same camp. What I'd like to do is turn the page. If you look at the Ma'alos HaTorah, if you've never heard of the Sefer Ma'alos HaTorah, I strongly recommend it. It's the kind of Sefer, if you read Hebrew well, you can read it on like one Shabbos. It's not a particularly long Sefer. It was written by the brother of the Vilna Gaon. I don't know any other Sfarim that he's written. It could be he's written other Sfarim. But he wrote a Sefer, I believe his name was Rav Avram Mevilna. He wrote the Sefer Ma'alos HaTorah. It's the brother of the Vilna Gaon. It's a whole Sefer on, guess what it's about? Ma'alos HaTorah, the greatness of Torah. That's what it's about. It's about like kind of the what it means to learn Torah and why it's significant, and it's a very interesting Sefer. I think, I think I'm pretty sure, with the exception of Tosfos, this Ma'ar Makom was the first Ma'ar Makom that really got me interested in this topic, actually. And I believe it was over 20 years ago that I found this Ma'ar Makom of the Ma'alos HaTorah, which I thought was fascinating. There's another Gemara, the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara says in Mesechta Sukkah, starting the top, Amru Chazal, Im paga b'cha menuvel zeh mashcheyu lebeis ha-medrash. If this menuvel, which Rashi says is the Yetzirah, if the Yetzirah is attacking you, meaning you feel the presence of the Yetzirah, mashcheihu lebeis hamedrash, bring the Yetzirah with you to the Beis Hamedrash. Dichsiv, im ra'av sonecha, hechilu lechem. If your enemy is hungry, so feed him bread. Ve'ein el alachma shel Torah. And says the Gemara, the lechem here means the lechem of Torah. So if your Yetzirah is strong, drag him to the Beis Medrash. So he has a lot of questions on the next Gemara. Ulechora tamua, my lashon mashcheyu, right? What do you mean drag him? Hayitzahara nimshach me'ilav achrei adam. The Yetzirah is okay without you. You know, he's working. He's working fine. He doesn't need you to drag him. He's following you around everywhere you go. So what's this language of mashcheyu? You should drag him. Okay, hold on. Hold on, Joe. Question one. Question two. V'gam matzara chadon liyitzara beis ha-medrash. Again, what does it mean you bring him to the beis? What, you're going to bring him to the beis ha-medrash? What's he going to do there, right? The Yetzirah wants to get you out of the beis ha-medrash. What does it mean bring him to the beis ha-medrash? Havilei de'maamar leich le-beis ha-medrash. The Gemara just said, you go to the beis ha-medrash. Meaning, what do you mean bring the Yetzirah to the beis ha-medrash? You should go to the beis ha-medrash, right? The Yetzirah is on you. Run away and go to the beis ha-medrash. What does it mean bring him to the beis ha-medrash? And then he says, v'gam mashkas v'achil lach mashal Torah ma'al Yetzirah le-Torah. He says, I don't understand. What? Give him Torah? Again, we're talking about the Yetzirah. He doesn't like Torah. What does it mean, give him Torah? Gam mahu kikar chala matachot arosha. Again, that's a continuation of the Gemara. Leave that out. Vishamati me'achi ha-gonzal. So he says, I heard from my brother, the Vilna Gaon. Perush impaga b'cha menuvel zehu ha-yetzirah. V'ina t'yachol yachol o'machma shemeskabra lecha. Right? The Yetzirah is strong. He's attacking you. You can't win. So what should you do? Mashcheyu lebayis perish shetomar lo bebeis medrash amali ritzon chamasha alamed shelo lishma ubazeh tanuach daita v'yisrata. Says the Vilna Gaon, and I'll tell you what the pshat is. You're having a hard time. The Yetzirah is very strong. So I'll tell you, you should tell your Yetzirah. The Vilna Gaon says in the Gemara, tell your Yetzirah, don't worry, you'll be very happy. Let's go learn Shelo Lishma. Let's go to the Beis Medrash. We're not going to learn because we really want to learn. We're going to learn Lo Lishma. And now, you trick the Yetzirah. Va'achar kach, mitoch Shelo Lishma, ba'lishma. Oh, once you're there, and it's Lo Lishma, you're going to come to Lishma, v'tipatzer mimena legamrei, and you'll be able to push off the Yetzirah completely. Zehu perish a pasuk im ra'av sonecha. This is what the pasuk means. If your enemy is hungry, she wrote to la'achtiacha. He wants to make you sin. Hechilu lachma shel Torah. What does that mean? Perish asa retzona b'lima shelo lishma bekacha tachot echol marosh k'tavu achrach lemadrigash tem lishma. That's going to help you. That you're going to ultimately get to the madrigah of lishma. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. The pshat is in the Gemara and Sukkah. But now his brother, the Ma'alos HaTorah, says, we can use my brother's pshat in the Gemara Sukkah to answer our question. Hainu, this is what he says. She'eno lomid bezeh ha'ofen she'yavo mitoch zeh lishma. You're not learning in a way that it's going to ultimately come to lishma. V'hachi pirusho. La'olam yilame shelo lishma, uba ofen shemitoch shelo lishma yavo lishma. Now let me explain to you what he's saying. I believe what the Ma'alos HaTorah is saying is as follows. I actually don't care what your lo lishma is. I don't really care. What I care about is your lo lishma ultimately with the intent to get to a lishma. Right? When I am right now learning Shelo Lishma, do I have the ultimate intent? Is it going to lead to a Lishma? Now, why is that different than everything else we said until this point? So I want to explain to you why I think they're different, and then we're going to see two more amazing marmakomos, I believe, and we're going to establish the big idea of this year. The reason why I think this is fundamentally different is as follows. According to Tosfos, according to the Ritva, when you learn Shelo Lishma, you're getting rewarded for the Lo Lishma, right? Meaning, the Lo Lishma itself is valuable. Why is the Lo Lishma valuable? Because it's not that bad of a Lo Lishma. It's because of Yira. It's because I like the cookies. It's because I want a little kavod. Okay, that's an okay Lo Lishma, says Tosfos, says the Ritva. That Lo Lishma will be rewarded because it's not such a bad Lo Lishma. If it's a really bad Lo Lishma, though, we're not going to reward that. What I think the Ma'alos HaTorah is saying, which is fundamentally different, is as follows. You'll never be rewarded for a Lo Lishma. Don't get the wrong impression. You will never be rewarded for a Lo Lishma. Lo Lishma is not rewarded. But if it's going to lead to a Lishma, it's worthwhile. It's a valuable endeavor if it's going to lead to a Lishma. But don't get the wrong impression. You're never going to be rewarded for a Lo Lishma. The Lo Lishma itself is not valuable. Its value is that it's going to lead to a Lishma. And just for a second, and I'll take your question, it actually reads beautifully into the two Gemaras, right? The two Gemaras read beautifully, right? The first Gemara said, La'olam, always. What does that mean? It means don't worry about your learning. La'olam yilamed adam, right? You should always be learning, right? Lo'olam yadamas b'tor v'mitzos, right? You should always be learning and doing mitzvos. Afa pi shalishma. Ay, it's lolishma. I don't care that it's lolishma because of your lolishma, it's going to come to lishma. The Gemara is saying, always be learning Torah, always be doing mitzvos, because ultimately, it's going to lead to a lishma. One second. As opposed to Gemara and Brachos, which is saying, if your whole goal is lolishma, better that you've never been created. If your whole goal is just the lolishma, I'm going to stay at the lolishma. I have no aspirations to reach the lishma. That's going to be a problem. Sorry, yes.
Is that any different than your problem?
What do you mean?
What he said, I'm here. I'm learning.
What do you mean?
I'm learning Lo Lishma at the moment.
Yeah.
That's what he's telling you.
Yeah.
I'm afraid. A year from now, be learning Lo Lishma.
Exactly. So I would tell him, beautiful. Again, the point is, this is the point, this is the distinction. In the Lo Lishma itself, is there a reward? Or is the reward only going to kick in once you get to the Lishma? Right? That's the distinction between the two. Then, yes?
So is the reward, according to Tosfos in the Ritva, if you don't get to the Lishma, we still get reward. We only get the schar retroactively.
Good. That would be, to me, that would be the nafka mina tina too. That's exactly the difference between the two. According to the Ritva and the Tosos, you'll get rewarded for the lo lishma. Right? Again, the goal is ultimately get to lishma. Everyone agrees we want to get there. Correct. As opposed to, according to the other approach that we're saying, it's not going to be rewarded. Now, I want to share with you two marmakomos. One is a very famous Maramakam. I say famous, I hope I don't offending anyone. It's a very famous source. The first one is extremely famous, but I want to read it inside and really get to the heart of what he's saying and explain that I believe at the core of this Machlokes, the Vilna Gaon's Pshat, the Ma'alos Satora, the brother of the Vilna Gaon's Pshat, and Tosus and the Ritva, perhaps is a much more fundamental Machlokes in how we view mitzvos and Torah in general. How do we view them? How do we view the idea of doing mitzvahs and learning Torah in general? What's the famous Maramachum? The Sefer HaChinuch in Parashas Bo, Mitzvah Tezayin, is talking about actually the mitzvah not to break the bone of the Korban Pesach. And the Sefer Mitzvah says, why is Zeich Letzias Yisrayim? And then the Sefer HaChinuch, though, hidden in this relatively obscure lav, says something extremely fundamental. And we're going to read it inside. Don't jump up against me, my son, and say, why does Hashem give us so many mitzvahs to remember Mitzrayim? Enough already. I got it. Remember Mitzrayim. I checked that box. Why do you keep telling me the same thing? Can't we just have one? Isn't that enough? Ki lo mechachma tatfini al zeh. Says the Sefer HaChinuch very strongly, it's not with wisdom that you say that, and it's very childish of you to think that way. Why? My son, if you understand anything, listen to this. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, I'm going to teach you everything that's going on with Torah mitzvos. Da, ki adam nifal kefi pe'ulosav. A person is responds to his actions, meaning a person is influenced from that which he does. V'libo v'chol machshavosav tamed achar ma'isav she'osabem. His heart and all his thoughts are always going to be after his actions that he does. Im tov v'im ra, if they're good or if they're bad. Now listen carefully to this next line. V'afilu rasha gamar bilavavo. Even if he's a complete rush in his heart. And all of his machshavas are bad all day. If he's able to give himself the energy to make all his effort to do Torah mitzvos, again, he's a rasha gamur, not for the right reasons. Miyad yinata el hatov. Immediately he will be drawn to the good. Ubekoach ma'isav yamis hayetzahara. And because of his actions, he will destroy the Yetzirah. And this is the famous line of the Sefer HaChinuch. It is, without a question, the most famous line in the Sefer HaChinuch. Ki acharei ha-pe'ulos nimshachem ha-levavos. Because after the actions are drawn the heart. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, our actions dictate our motives. That which we do will influence that which we feel and that which we think. And then he continues. Even if you have someone in the opposite direction, he's a complete tzaddik, his heart is pure. He wants Torah mitzvahs. If perhaps he will constantly be doing things that are pointless, for example, let's say the king forced him to do a bad profession, but MS im kol asko tamid kol yom boso umnus, if he's going to do that all day, yashav lezmano zanam et tzidkas libo lios rasha gamor, he's going to become a rasha gamor, ki adua hadavar ve'emes, shekol adam nifal kafi pulosav kamosha amarnu. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, right? That is the truth. He will be impacted by his action. Then he quotes two mamari chazal, both important mamari chazal. Va'kein amur chacham zachan al-bracha. Ratzah among zachsel fiel chirvan Torah mitzvos. That we say this every day at the end of Mincha, after the Dvar Torah, right? We say this Mishnah and Amakos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be Mezakeh Yisrael. That's why he gave us a lot of Torah mitzvos. Why? Kedei lehatvis bahen kol machshav asinu dios ben kol asa kenu lehatv lanachar asinu ki mitoch hapulus hatovos nach nefam lios tovim vizochem lechayad. There are a lot of different pshatim on what this Mishnah means. What does it mean that Hashem wanted to help us, so He gave us a lot of mitzvos, right? I would argue it's bad for us. Give us one mitzvah, say, do this one mitzvah and you'll be good, right? Why so many mitzvos? So there are a lot of different answers to that question. The Sefer HaChinuch's answer is, you want to know what it is? The more you're busy doing mitzvos, the more you're going to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emes. The more you're just doing the right thing, you're doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the more you're going to be influenced. And then he quotes another chazal, V'ram zuzal al zeba amram. And the Chazal hinted to this when they said, "Mikol mishiyesh mezuzah bepischo v'tzitzis abigda v'tzvilin barosho muvtach lo shelo yechta." If you have a mezuzah on your door, tzitzis on your body, tzvilin on your head, it's proven. It's sure you won't sin. Lafisha elu mitzvos tamidias tenifam ben tamid. What does he mean? Because these are constant mitzvos, and you're influenced by them. What the Sefer HaChinuch is saying is a fundamental yesod in yadus, according to Sefer HaChinuch, which is that our actions will dictate our thoughts, right? But what I want to extend that to, and I want to explain that we can extrapolate from the Sefer HaChinuch, is something a little bit deeper. What he's really saying is that infused in a Maisa Mitzvah is itself inherent good, right? Therefore, right, that's why doing it is going to lead to good. Meaning, fundamentally, a Maisa Mitzvah is good. The act itself is good. Putting on tzitzis is good, right? Shaking a lulav is good. The act itself is good. I don't know what a lulav represents. I am not thinking. The act is good. The mitzvah itself is inherent goodness. Your kavana is nice. Your kavana would help. Your kavana would enhance. But it's not what impacts. What impacts is the action. The action itself is fundamentally good. If that's the case, then of course we understand, right? Why you would say, right, that there's a benefit, right, in the lo lishma, listen carefully, right, there's a benefit in the lo lishma, right, as long as that lo lishma is not too bad, right? If my lo lishma is, right, that I want to fight, that I'm doing it with the pure intent that I want to fight against the Torah, right? So again, it's hard to say that act itself, I downgraded the goodness. It was good, right? Until I undermined that goodness, right? Meaning, again, perhaps, right? Meaning my intent could have an impact on what's going on here. Now I want to show you an amazing Maramako. The Maharach or Zarua, source number 10, I want to give credit. Some of you maybe know Dr. Michael Michel. Some of you may know Binny Michel. Michael Michel has another son. His name is Avi Michel, Binny's brother. He's a very good friend of mine. Avi Michel showed me this Maramakum, and it's an amazing Maramakum. The Marach or Zarua says the following: Vishalolishma, Hawal va'asan liyad neim va'milsa. Now that we're talking about the concept of lolishma, I want to say something. Ki Rabbeinu Tam Omer shnei inyanei shalolishma yesh. Rabbeinu Tam said there's two types of lolishmas. Chad asir v'chad shari. One is asir and one's mutter. Says the Marach or Zarua, Vani hedyot upa'ut, Omer, I, the simple little person, will say, Dechol shelo lishma chadhu, v'kulam avera. Whoa. Says the Marach or Zarua, I want to tell you something. I disagree. Every lo lishma is bad. Every lo lishma is an avera. Az, osa avera hutra, shesofo lovely de mitzvah. But sometimes an avera is permitted if it leads to a mitzvah. Kemo meitzel isha benar mefakeach gal b'shabbos. Like you want to save a woman who's drowning in the river, you want to move a pile of rocks on Shabbos, right? Meaning you're going to violate Shabbos, right? That's bad. Violating Shabbos is bad, but it's good because you're saving a life. Meaning the act is bad, but the totsah is good. V'chein. And then he quotes another Gemara, which is amazing. Masha ben Nazir, shemedamo salamayis adial. If you look in the Gemara Nazir, I didn't put it on the sheet, the Gemara Nazir dav chaf gimel abiz compares an avera lishma to a mitzvah lo lishma. I'm going to say that again. The Gemara says that there's an avera lishma, an avera for the right reason is the same thing as a mitzvah for the wrong reason. Meaning, what's the goal? As long as my ultimate goal is to do more mitzvos, then I'm allowed to do it. Aval, mi shekasha arfo, lo olam lo yasa mitzvah, noach lo shlo nivra. Someone who's so stubborn that is never going to lead to a more positive, better that he didn't exist. Meaning what the Marach or Zaruah is saying explicitly is, lo lishma is never good, right? Lo lishma is not positive, right? There's no inherent good in a lo lishma. The good is if it's going to lead to a lishma, if the lishma comes out of it. I believe, what he's saying is that fundamentally, it's not the act itself necessarily that is good, right? It's the intent that you infuse into it that's going to lead to it. Now, yes, a Maisa Mitzvah has something positive. It's not extremes, right? He's not one fundamentally completely arguing the Sefer HaChinuch, but I believe that according to the Machor Zeruah, right, it's not just like an act alone is valuable, right? Because if the act alone was valuable, then why would you get no schar for it, right? You should get some schar for it. It must be that according to the Machor Zeruah, it's not just the act. You have to infuse that act, right, with meaning, with purpose, with value. Perhaps even, this is the machlokas in mitzvah srichas kavana, right? There's a famous machlokas in the Gemara itself. Do mitzvahs need kavana or do mitzvahs not need kavana, right? Perhaps, and the most basic way, this is what they're arguing about, right? If you hold that the act itself is of value, right? The act itself has kedusha, has holiness, so I don't need kavana. Again, kavana is nice, kavana adds, kavana improves, but I don't need it. The mitzvah itself is valuable. If you hold, no, the act isn't of value on its own. The act is of value if you infuse with it heart and soul and kavana and intent, right? Then it's going to come to lishma. Fine, that's fine. But just an act alone is not good, so maybe you need kavana to elevate that act. So I'd like to suggest that perhaps there's a reason. I just want to end, I'll end with one source that I put on here. The Ruach Chaim, who is the Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. That's why I was excited about this Mar Malkum. The Ruach Chaim was Rav Chaim Voloshin's commentary on Pirkei Avos. He has a very similar comment in his Nefesh HaChaim. But for our context, it's important to know that the Ruach Chaim, the Chaim Voloshin, was the Talmud Muvak. He was the Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon, the one who was quoted in the Malos HaTorah, who developed this second side for us. So he says the following. You should always do things. You should always do mitzvahs. V'kavanasu, he says, ki bazeh bevadeh lo yasadam tamar v'yisbatu legamri. If a person will always search to do things lishma, he's not going to do mitzvahs. Aval, im yilmo tamar, if you're constantly learning, yigbar hayitzer tov ad ki yavo kamapam lim lishma, says the Chaim Voloshin, if you just force yourself to keep going, sometimes you'll learn lishma. V'im kol zeh, Yarviach gama shalom shalom lishma, and with that you're going to improve. You're going to benefit your lo lishma as well. The gam hu mavo gadol lo lishma miim lo yomer kal. That's also going to be a great way to come to lishma. But what's that line? Bim kol ze yarviach gam kima shalom shalom lishma. What he seems to be saying is the same idea, that the lo lishma is not valuable. It's not. There's no schar for a lo lishma unless it leads to a lishma. If it leads to a lishma, then we can retroactively say, ah, there was value in your lo lishma. So it seems to be that's in line with the Vilna Gaon. So again, it's nice to see that his Talmud follows his Rebbe. So again, I'm gonna close here and just say, I believe we have two basic approaches. The Gemara has a stira. The Gemara in Pesachim says that you should always learn shlo lishma because it's going to lead you to lishma. The Gemara in Brachos says, if you learn the lishma, as if you weren't created. So there are two approaches that we gave to answer that. One approach is to distinguishing different levels of lishma. Maybe there's different types of lo lishma, some which are tolerable, some which are intolerable. That's approach number one. Approach number two is, actually, we don't care what type of lo lishma it is, because they're all not valuable, as long as they lead to a lishma. If they get to the lishma, tosh lishma, ba lishma, if it leads to a lishma, we can justify the lishma. But if it doesn't, it's unjustifiable. And then we suggested that maybe, perhaps, that's the fundamental machlokas in all Torah mitzvos. Are Torah and mitzvahs valuable on their own? The way the Sefer HaChinuch presents it, that, right, achrei apulos nimshachem alavavos, that after your actions, your heart will be swayed because the act itself is infused with value. Or maybe no. Maybe the act is not itself infused with value. Maybe you need to give, right, value to the act. That's the Marach or Zeruah saying, that a lo lishma is not rewarded at all. It's like an avera, right? It's an avera, so he says. It's an avera, right? The only reason a lo lishma is valuable is because ultimately, it's going to lead you to a lishma, and then we can give you credit for everything that you did. The machshava tova that it leads to will justify that which you did before. And thank you all for listening. It's been a pleasure to be back. I hand over the floor.